Nolte, Chris Rock says believe all women. Except Amber Heard. By John Nolte on May 16, 2022. Comedian Chris Rock took aim at the hashtag MeToo fascists by ridiculing Amber Heard's alleged bed-shitting incident. Believe all women, believe all women. Except Amber Heard, Rock said during a comedy show in London last week. What the fuck is she on? She shit in his bed. She's fine, but she's not shitting fine. She shit in his bed. Once you shit in someone's bed, you're just guilty of everything. What the fuck is going on there? Wow. And they had a relationship after that. It must be amazing pussy. I've been with some crazy bitches but, god damn it. Rock is referring to April 28th testimony by Starling Jenkins III, Johnny Depp's one-time chauffeur. Depp filed a $50 million defamation suit against Heard, his ex-wife, over claims he physically abused her. The trial launched on April 11th, and one of the key moments was Jenkins's testimony that in 2016 Heard told him about a surprise she left on Depp's side of the bed after one of their fights. The surprise, according to Jenkins, was that she defecated in his bed. He said Heard described the disgusting event to him as a horrible practical joke gone wrong. Rock is right on all counts. Someone capable of demeaning herself in such a way is someone capable of lying. That's not to say she is lying. But someone who takes a shit in someone else's bed has no self-respect or boundaries regarding their vindictiveness. And that kind of someone is certainly capable of lying. That's why what Rock said is funny. It's based on truths, including the truth no one is shit in the bed hot. It's also worthy of note that Rock is willing to go there. Rock is a brilliant comedian, but he's no Dave Chappelle, no Ricky Gervais. Those guys are willing to risk their standing in the entertainment world to be funny and fight for artistic freedom. Rock has never struck me as someone willing to stick his neck out like that. He's not a cowardly punk like Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel. But he's no crusader, either. So. If Chris Rock is willing to point and laugh at a sacred cow like hashtag MeToo, maybe that's a sign the era of woke Nazism is coming to an end. A couple of other things Rock said give me hope. Anyone who says words heard has never been punched in the face, he said, referring to Will Smith assaulting him at the Oscars. Also, everyone's a victim these days. There are real victims in the world, they deserve to be heard, they deserve our love and compassion. But if everybody claims to be a victim, then no one hears the real victims. We say the world is addicted to opioids. No. The world is not addicted to opioids. The number one addiction in the world is attention. One of the easiest ways to get attention is to be infamous, to try to stab Dave Chappelle on stage. Or you can be a victim. If Rock counties to speak these kinds of truth, Democrats and the media will soon be accusing him of white privilege. The woke Gestapo at Far Left Variety are already attacking Rock's comments about Heard as controversial. Fascist's gonna fascist. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.